All right, we are in the class, Effective Communication, Communication 101. And I want to talk to you about social media. 20 years ago, I never heard of such a thing, social media. I didn't know there was no such thing as Facebook. I remember when email came out, it was like, what's this? And how does it work? And computers, getting my first computer, and now we have smartphones, and I don't know where you are in the world, but you're probably taking this class on your phone, which is amazing. And social media changes all the time, and one's expertise on it can change and evolve. Don't ignore it. You might be part of the older crowd like me. You weren't raised with it, and now you're trying to catch up to it. You really can't ignore it anymore. So I'm going to do just a little flyby. It's part of communication. I just want to talk about types of social media. Number one, we have social networks. That's like Facebook and Twitter, and LinkedIn is for business. But it's all about connecting with people and sharing information, and really about creating a network of people, a group of people that somehow come together. Social networks help people and organizations connect online and to share information and ideas. I'm probably most familiar with Facebook. Christian Leaders Institute has a Facebook page, and people can chime in, and there's stuff to learn. You can learn about a church. A lot of people that come to our church for the first time, first check us out on Facebook. And there's videos there, and there's people saying things, and pictures, and you can tell a lot about an organization just looking at some of these things. Number two, media sharing networks. Social networks, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. My kids love YouTube. It's the new university these days. People want to find out about something, they just YouTube it. And it's so fascinating. I did that last week. I was looking up some pastor thing, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at these tele-evangelists, and one of them, his nephew, just wrote a book about the whole tele-evangelist thing and how it's all about the money. And then I went from one thing to the next thing, and it's like YouTube surfing. And, you know, you can start off looking for, you know, how to fix your wash machine. And 30 minutes later, you're looking at some beach in Cancun, Mexico, and thinking about your next vacation or something. It's one thing can lead to another. It's amazing. Media sharing networks give people a place to find and share media online, including photos, video, and even live video. Bookmarking networks, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Pinterest, Flipboard. Bookmarking networks help people discover, save, share, discuss new and trending content and media. My wife is big time into Pinterest. You find something you like, you pin it onto your board, and other people can follow you, and people decorate with Pinterest. They do everything under the sun with Pinterest. It helps you organize all the ideas that you find on the internet. It's an amazing thing, the internet. You used to have to go to the library and find books and page through books. Now you can just find, you can find stuff on a topic, or you can find someone who knows a lot about a topic and just look at what they found. On and on and on it goes. Number four, consumer review networks. Yelp, Zomato, TripAdvisor. Consumer review networks give people a place to review brands, businesses, products, services, travel, sports, just about anything else. If you want to find out if something's legitimate, for example, Christian Leaders Institute. Is this legitimate? Could education really be free? You know, what's the catch? Well, you can Google it. You can look. Is this legit or isn't it? And you can let other people that have experienced it tell you what they think. And that's the way it was almost everything. You can find, you know, whether a site is legitimate, products, the prices of things. It's an incredible consumer review opportunity. All right. Number five, blogging and publishing networks. WordPress, CreateSpace, Amazon. I've written several books, probably 20 different books, and it was very easy to do. You just go to CreateSpace and get your book, get the title, get the picture, and bing, bada, boom. And I don't care who you are, you can easily do this. To get a 200-page book with a full-color cover is like $2.50. If you want one, it's $2.50 if you want 10. It's $2.50 if you want 100. It doesn't matter. So every one of you could be writing a book. And we have a new directory that's coming out, and you'll be able to sell your book at our place. So blogging, publishing, writing things, consumer review networks give people a place to review brands, business, product, service. Okay, next one. Sharing economy networks. It's not Airbnb, it's Airbnb. Uber is the new taxi thing. Ordinary people, if you're somewhere, you have the app, you can just have someone pick you up, and all the money is done through Uber. It's very easy. Airbnb, people are renting out their houses, they're renting out a room in their house. My brother and I rehabbed an old cottage, so we do that all summer. It's very simple. It's ordinary people being able to sell ordinary stuff. It's things like eBay, Craigslist here in the United States, where ordinary people are selling their stuff to other ordinary people. It's like you can become a little businessman without all the baggage, without all the overhead. These days you can just try something out. You don't have to be an expert. Advantages of social media in communication. It's relatively inexpensive. If you can get on the internet, some of you are on the internet just because of a smartphone. You're in some country around the world and people don't have computers, but they have smartphones. And you get on the World Wide Web and look for anything. You can start selling things, and you don't need to start a whole business. You don't need a whole building that you have to maintain. You can just start small right where you're at. Potentially expanded audience, you can sell to the whole world. It's deep and wide. You can sell some crazy thing that no one in the world hardly knows about, but there's a small niche of people that know about it. So I have a certain shell. It's in the deep waters of the Philippines, and not that many people collect it. The one I bought is like I bought it for $100. It's now worth $300. Well, most people don't know what this is. But there's a bunch of people worldwide that do. So I can get into this one thing. I just finished making a guitar. I started it 18 years ago, and I finished it last week, finally. And there's a whole world of people that do this. Most people are not interested. They don't care. But you can go as deep as you want into a field of interest that you're in. Rich and poor alike can be heard. You can start a company. And people don't know how big you are. They don't know how many sales you have. If it's something that people need or want and it catches on, a lot of people have made it just because they had a unique product. You don't have to be well connected. Instant feedback on how well you're doing. You don't need this, a whole year to figure out if your business is going to work. Maybe you need a week. It's adaptive. You can change. If the color is wrong, you can change it tomorrow. Everything on the web is easily interchangeable, and you don't have to. If what you're trying to sell doesn't work, if the cost is too high, you can just change it immediately. Disadvantages of social media in communication, because anyone can do it. There's a lot of competition for ears and eyes. So yeah, you can put something on the internet along with the other billion people putting something on the internet. So how are the people that need what you have going to find it? So that's the disadvantage. Yes, you can do it. Yes, it's relatively inexpensive. But how are you going to get attention? Though your message or product may be unique to your area, it may be common worldwide. So you have this great idea, and your the place where you live doesn't have it, but it's common everywhere else. Though you might be a great communicator locally, you might be average worldwide. So you have this great ministry, your church is growing like crazy, you think if you're going to get on the internet, the whole world is going to listen to you, but if you get on the internet, there's all kinds of people just as good as you. In fact, you're a small fish in a big pond. Disadvantages, number four, because people are bombarded with something new on the web all the time, they don't stick with anything for very long. I.e., whatever program you are trying to get people to engage with. So you have this great idea, this Bible, this bookstore, this Bible study, this way of doing church, whatever it is that you're really hopped up about. And you get people interested. And they're interested for a week until they get interested in something else. People have a short time connection to things. So it's hard to build loyalty to something, to engage them over a long period of time. Number five, you must constantly update your content if you want to be noticed. So it's just getting on the internet, making a website, it really will accomplish nothing. How are you going to get people? How are you going to keep people? It's still, there's no cheating way to do it. Everything involves a lot of work. Basic uses of social media for communication. Facebook, personal, church, business pages, groups. You can set up groups. In our church, we have a group for this, a group for that, and so it's an easy place for all the groups to have a place. A website. WordPress is the easiest. It's one of the most popular ways to do it. Again, it's of limited value. It's maybe a place where people can find out more about you, find more about your business, find out more about what it is that you're trying to do. Blogs are another way where you're writing about a particular topic and you're just sort of putting it out there, and people searching for that topic will find your blog, and then your blog can lead to your website. So a lot of people are using a blog where you write about a particular topic, whatever it might be, church or leadership or something like that. And then when people read it, they can go to the place where you sell your Bible study. YouTube, video content for Facebook, websites and blogs. It's a free thing. You can put up you want to use, like our sermons, we put up our sermons onto YouTube. So we film or we videotape our sermons, and then it's free to put up your stuff on YouTube, and then people can download it, they can look at it. All right, so anyway, these are just some things. I'm not an expert on this. I think we either do or are going to have a whole course on social media. Christian Leaders Institute is sort of heavily into it. Maybe this is how you found out about Christian Leaders Institute. It's a great way to get your message out. It's a great way to till the soil of the people that are involved in whatever your message is. Our church uses it. It's a great place for people. For example, the new thing we started at our church, we call them micro-fellowship events. A micro-fellowship event is an event in our church where you come up with an event that you want to do, then you have to get two or three other people to agree to be a part of this event, and then you can post it on our micro-fellowship group Facebook page, inviting everyone else, or however many people you want to join in that group. So if we're all going to go to a movie, I first have to get two or three people by asking them the old-fashioned way. But once we're going, I can post it on our micro-fellowship page, inviting whoever else wants to come. We're gonna 7 o'clock. We're gonna meet. We're gonna go to dinner first, and then we're going to go to this movie, whatever it might be. So it's a way that we're trying to get people inviting and to think about doing something. And you're doing something. Why don't you invite a couple people? And once you invite a couple people, you can let everyone else know. So our church is mixing it up. We didn't want people to just put it on the Facebook page without inviting people personally. Otherwise, people get lazy, right? It's like the bulletin. We're just going to invite everyone to everything, and soon no one goes to anything. So it has to have that personal touch. But once it has the personal touch and it becomes a thing, then this is a way that we can expand our network and try to get new people involved. So it's social media. It does what it says it is. It's about social. It's about getting people together. And the more ways you can get people together, the more community kinds of things that you can do. So whether that's business, whether that's church, whether it's any organization that you're trying to do. So the more you can learn about how it works, if you make mistakes, you can just learn from your mistakes. That's the one thing that's nice about social media, that instantly you will know whether you're doing the right thing or not. So far for us, the microfellowship events are working really well. So that might be something that you could try in your church. So anyway, that's our message on social media. Thanks for listening.